Time now for your letters. Last week, we interviewed Maren Alsop about her appointment to become the next conductor of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, beginning in 2007. We identified her as the first woman to be chosen to lead a major American symphony. Many people wrote to point out that this is not strictly true. Ann Manson was music director of the Kansas City Symphony until last year. And Michael Metzger in Buffalo wrote in praise of Joanne Folletta, music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic. He said, while the BPO may have to take a back seat to the New York, Philadelphia, Boston, and maybe even Cleveland and Detroit orchestras, it's certainly as major as the Baltimore Symphony. Many of you also wrote in praise of Phyllis Diller, whom we interviewed last week about her retirement from stand-up comedy. She recalled one of her earliest performances in a U.S. Army psychiatric ward for the Red Cross. Coralie Key of Fort Worth, Texas, was a student nurse at the hospital where Miss Diller performed. She says, I remember it like it was yesterday because the nurses were the only ones laughing. The patients were all medicated and just sat there expressionless. We felt so sorry for this poor woman who was really giving her all before an audience that was 75% out to lunch. So that's how nurses talk about their patients. Finally, Karen Crowhurst of Woodland Hills, California, wrote to complain about our sports coverage. She says, please stop giving away the results minutes after the event ends. I live on the West Coast, and many of these events occur very early in the morning here, so I usually record them to watch once I wake up. Well, sports scores are news, Ms. Crowhurst. We can't keep them secret, but let's try it your way. We'd like to report at this time that Lance Armstrong has won his 7th Tour de France. Now, turn away from your radio so you don't hear this. The Cubs will win the pennant in 2006. The Cubs win the pennant! The Cubs win the pennant! You can reach us through our website, npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to say your name. And you think my laugh is irritating. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.